Hello. Hello. Yes, come on in.
Okay. Okay. How's Tony feeling?
He's doing pretty good. He's going to try to go tomorrow, do the buses, which is easy, not but about 20 minutes, and he can use his left hand, not his right hand with the cars. The other fellow's going to take the cars. He thought he would try it and how he makes out. He slept pretty good for the last 2 nights, so.
Oh,
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chamincha, Tati. Alephet Gimel Yuntach Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlein Betet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Et Kuf Pet Tet Nunayan Yachid Ge'er Lamcha Pene Zopre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohath, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Sadi Yudtav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column and left column energies of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral chesed ve'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, Noseaon wafesha, V'chata'av v'nakei. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. This pasuk has the energy of certainty. And we're going to start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bithilu Erchimud hilud hilu erchimu Le'akda l'shem Yehud he bevav he V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah לעסוק תורה מצווה. ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו כנוני, עלינו מעשה ידינו כנוני הוא. רבי אבא אמר בכמה אתר, תנינן דקוצ'ה, פריחו קומה דאבד, לאלה וצטה, קולה יהיו קשות ביובדה, ביקשות, ולילך מילה בעלמה, דבעי ברנש, ודח יעליה, ניניה ולנהגה, ויקלנה, דהקולהו עובדה, ביקשות אינון, וקולה הצטריך, בעלמה. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, the energy of bowing time, or so that we can walk with Hashem. There is one verse that has this energy in the Tanakh. There's actually two verses. The first one that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon. ויתחל ויבוא המלך לראותו ויאמר אמנון אל המלך תבוא נא תמר אחותי ולבב לעיני שתי לביבות ואברה מידה. The second verse that has this energy, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet, is concealed within the verse. The concealment is that each letter is separated by three letters. It is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha liavoni lo kisiti. Amarti ode alek peshai ladonayo hewahe viata nasata avon chatati sela. We're now going to connect to the year 5777, our current year, which is the year of the goat. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. And the first that we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the five words, we're able to permute them into dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Ki im ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem Ad hayom hazeh. We're now going to connect to the year 5776. That has the energy of the pause. And we're going to, there are also two verses connecting to this year. The first item, first verse we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha yulimah velo yachlu leha shit et kol ha olot vayechaskum achechem halevim ad kilo tam lacha yad yitkachu ha kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav le'itkadesh me'ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai yo-hei-wa-hei, la-la-hei, wa-wa-wa, yo-la-yo-alameh, hei-hei-hei. The second verse that we will study connecting us to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai yo he wahe adead ki bia yo he Adonai yo he wahe. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5775, which is swallowing up death. And this, there are three verses that connect to this energy. The first we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo Hishem imeni. Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam. Asher yitchabe sham washavtem elai el nachom. Wehalati itchem wechayim yeshno. Varetz. V'hi paski oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av. Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that we study connected to that energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom liami li Yisrael untati vushakan tata velo yirgaz od velo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this utilizing the letters of each name in their using their root vowels. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he. Aka aka heta heza yo alada la awa he heya yoza la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. nu ta hey hey ah ah yo re ta she ah hey re yo yo ah wa me la ka be wa she re yo hey wa la hey hey ah wa ko me nu da anu yo hey ah me re hey ah yo yo za hey 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 me yo ha. Wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re, wa me be yo he he. Anu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko, ayo a he be wa, re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. There are three names within the 72 names of God that connect to the energy of the year 5778. The first one is name number 13, which is Yud Zayin Lamed, Yozala. And this energy has this name has the energy of heaven on earth. The 14th name has Mebehe, Membethe, has the energy of farewell to arms. And both of these essences, goals, are very universal, very important. To bring heaven down to earth is actually the work of man. It is the service of God to make the world ready for his presence. And the giving up conflict, giving up wars, giving up any kind of arguments, this is the meaning of farewell to arms. And this is the energy that is all very clearly a lofty goal and is necessary to bring heaven down to earth. The third name is a name connected to the process of reaching the other two goals, and that's name number 30, Awame, Aleph Vav Mem. And this name has the energy of building bridges. And we realize that in order to give up arms and conflict, we have to build bridges among people. And once we do that, we give up these conflicts. That is part of the process of creating heaven on earth, bringing heaven down to earth, or conversely, elevating earth to be at the level of heaven. So these are additional meditations that is always good to do whenever you say the 72 names within this particular year of 5778. Now we're going to connect to the energy of the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, and we do that in the same manner, using each letter of each name with its root vowel. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey hey nu a ka me ta hey hey yo a nu da la hey wa hey me a yo sa la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa hey nu la Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he he be he wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he Sa'ala Reyo A'ala Metahe Wahe Wadalayo Heyoshi Alame Nuhe Anuata Melahe Peayo Nuko Meyo Rela Ebehe Mezare Wahe Beyo Ahe Ala wa mezayo, dahe be mekako, ala ahe hewa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. There is one name in the 72 names from the Tzaddikim that assists us to connect and do the actions that are the three names in the 72 names of God. And this name is the same as the third one. It's name number 30. It's in the same location within the set of the 72 names. It's Aleph Vav Mem, Awa Mei. Its energy is building bridges. And this is reinforcing the idea of how difficult it is to build bridges among people. And yet, how important it is. So it is a good meditation to utilize every time you connect to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. Now, the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 24th day of Elul, is Habakkuk Hanavi. Habakkuk is a prophet. Hanavi means the prophet. Rabbi Yisrael Meir ben Rabbi Aryeh Zev HaKohen Kagan. He is the Chofetz Chaim. He's a very famous sage from the 20th century. He chose to leave this world in 1933. And then there's a wonderful story about how he met with one of the communists, and I will use the word gangster because that's the word that's used in the story. This was actually a criminal under the Tsar's reign, and he became an important communist party member. And he asked the Chofetz Chaim asked to meet with this communist, and essentially he said, "I'm leaving the world. And it's now up to you to take over the feeding and the caring of all of these 300 or 400 people that I do every week for Shabbat. And if you promise and do this action, continue this good deeds, I promise you a place in the world to come, the world that is coming." And the story is that the communists, who really hated the Chofetz Chaim and what he stood for, accepted that task. And for the days of his life, he fed those poor people under the communist rule. He made sure that they were taken care of for Shabbat. And he has his role in the world that is coming. Rav Yecheskel Aronsky. Rav Uziel. He was the first chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel. This was in 1953 that his Hilulah. But essentially, there used to be only Sephardic rabbis. There was only one chief rabbi. But when around the time of the English protectorate, the Ashkenazi was also afforded the same title of the chief rabbi of Israel. So there were now two, one for Sephardic and one for Ashkenazi. And they worked together all through the years, and they still do today. Rav Yitzhak Flusberg. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoa, we say in a whisper. Now, our class tonight is continuing the teachings of the Egeret HaTeshuvah, the letter of Teshuvah that's published with the Tanya. We are at the section, the end of chapter 7. The way to find this handout is through the advanced Teshuvah classes. You'll find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's row 8, the second column from the left. This landing page, scroll down to class 5B4, and you will find yourself in the right location. V'af mi shelo aver al avon karit v'gam lo al avon mi ma'eta v'di shemayim. Even one who has never violated a sin punishable by karet or excision, or a sin incurring the death by divine agency. Shehu hotzayat zera levetala v'kahai gavna, such as a vain emission and the like. Vain emission is wasting seed. It's masturbation. And so even one who has never violated something like that. Elusha aravirot kalot, but has done other less severe sins. Afal pi ken me'achar shechem pugamim v'nashama v'nefesh ha'alakit. Nonetheless, since they cause a defect in the spirit and the divine soul, v'kama shel pagimat v'pasikat tavalim v'akim kanal, as in the analogy of the fine strands of rope that are defective or severed, as noted above, in chapter 5, which describes the 613 strands that together comprise the lifeline of the soul. And when one transgresses one of these 613 mitzvot, one of these strands is severed. Hari barivai barivavu v'hachataim yekol chayot pagam kimo belav echad shisha bo karet umi meita. Therefore, through an accumulation of sins, there can eventually be a defect as grave as from one prohibition involving karet or death. What this is saying is, even if someone hasn't done a severe sin, but over the course of a lifetime will pick up quote-unquote minor sin, each time a sin takes place, using the metaphor of a strand of rope, or not a strand, but a rope that's made up of 613 strands. And as you sever one of those strands because you did a quote-unquote minor sin, but if you do enough minor sins, you get the same effect of the karet, where all of the rope is severed, or sufficiently amount of the rope is severed that it's really useless to connect you to Hashem, God forbid. Therefore, through an accumulation of sins, there can eventually be this defect that's almost, it's as difficult and wrong as a prohibition involving a karet. V'afilu b'kapirat lach tet echad pa'amim rabot. This would be true even when a single sin is repeated numerous times. The note of the Rebbe. The proof of the Ran is well known, and it appears as an actual point of law in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, called the Orach Chaim, that the repeated transgression of a prohibition of the Torah involving a quantity that is less than the minimal punishable amount is more serious than transgressing a prohibition that incurs the death by lapidation. And this, incidentally, this serves to prove below that a multitude of seemingly lesser sins can darken as much, and even more so, than a major sin. Far from merely damaging the selfsame strand repeatedly, the repetition of even the same sin weakens and jeopardizes the rope as a whole. How can we understand what that's really meaning? If you cut a single strand of a rope, it weakens the rope. And now if you go and do that same sin again, and that same strand is cut, but in a different place, the rope becomes even even weaker. The more often that minor sin gets done, the rope, that strand, becomes weaker and weaker and weaker until it affects the whole rope, and the rope breaks. This is trying to give you an understanding of this rationale that's being brought here that comes from the Talmud. And most of us are not real familiar with the reasoning or the arguments within the Talmud. Kimo Sheha Mashel Hanavia Hachatayim Leanan Hamaafil or Hashamesh Shamash. In this manner, the prophet compares sins to a cloud that dims the light of the sun. Kimo Shena Amar Bechaitai Kav Klashacha. As the verse states, I have erased your transgressions like a thick cloud that can dissipate. Chem avirot chamorot amabadilot bein panamait hashpaat shem havi. Hey vav yud baruch hu lenefesh haelokit. This refers to the grave sins, three that are barriers between the internal aspect of the power flowing forth from the tetragrammaton and the divine soul. Kechabala galas anon avechashuch hamavadil ben hashamayim liari aveladariyayam alaya. This is like the separation of a thick, dark cloud that stands between the sun and the earth, with its inhabitants, and the note of the Rebbe. This phrase would appear to be superfluous. Possibly it relates to two details in the analog, the lower he, Malchut, the earth, and the divine soul with its inhabitants. Vika anan chata ataycha, ten avarot kalot she'adam yayesh dash viyaka zayv. The above verse continues, and your sins like a cloud. These are the lesser sins that man tramples under his heel. Hamavadilot kechabadalet anon kol dekalosh al derech meshal. Sins that obscure as does a thin and wispy cloud. V'china heina kimo sheba mashel hazeim ha'meshim Adam Naged or Hashamesh Bechalon Mechetzot Kilot Bechaloshot Laro Meod Ein Mea Pilot Kimo Mechetza Achat Ava Vayitar. In the illustration, if one obscures the sunlight streaming through a window with many fine and flimsy curtains, they will darken as much as one thick curtain will, and even more in some cases. This is exactly so in the analog or the mashal, or the metaphor that we are discussing. B'kol ha'onot she'adam desh be'ak aviv. With all those cloud-like sins upon which man tramples indifferently, because they seem to be of little import. They obscure the divine light by their multitudinous repetition, as do many fine curtains, darkening as much as one thick curtain will, and even more so. Hume kal shekein hamapor samot medabari razal shein mamash ka'avoda zera v'geilu aryot v'shapikot demayim. And certainly with those sins that our sages often warned against, that are actually like idolatry, immortality, and bloodshed. Kimo ha'almat ayin min ha'tzadaka. For example, ignoring the needy. Kimo shekatu vashamar lechapen yihye devar im levavicha balial vikomer. Concerning which scripture writes, beware lest there be in your heart something unworthy. Uvalial haya avodat elilim vekomer. Belial here is being translated as unworthy. Unworthy is used in reference to idolatry, from which we learn that ignoring the needy is likened to idolatry. Behamasaper Beginot Haviru Ayalishon Hara Hashakola Kavoda Zera Vegilu Ariot Vishapikot Damayim. Or tale bearing, The evil tongue that is equated to idolatry, immorality, and bloodshed. V'kol ha'ko'as ke'ilo ovad avodah zerah. Likewise, the vile tempered is like the idolater. V'kein mi she'ish bo gazut ha'ruach. And so is the arrogant. V'kahana rabot ha'gimara. There are many such cases described in the Talmud of sins whose punishment is not as severe as that of idolatry, and not as severe as bloodshed, and not as severe as immorality, but which nonetheless affect a similar spiritual blemish, a karet, a cutting off. V'talmud Torah k'nagid kolan. And the sin of neglecting the study of the Torah is equal to all of them. K'ma'amar razal v'yitar ha'kadosh baruch hu al avodah zerah v'gomer. As our sages assert, God has overlooked idolatry, immorality, and bloodshed, but has not overlooked the sin of neglecting Torah study. Thus, sins such as ignoring the needy, talebearing, and so on, though not carrying the punishment of karet, or the death by the hand of heaven, nonetheless sever the soul from its divine source. It's just as bad, if not worse. V'la'okein sadiyaro v'kariyat shema sha'al chamata l'kabel alav dalad me'etot beit din l'gomer. For this reason it was ordained that in the course of kariyat shema, in the course of the reading of the Shema at the bedside, one should accept the four executions of the court, and so on. And the note from the Rebbe. Even though it is not the function of the Egeret HaTeshuvah to explain the prayers, this comment is relevant here because one of the themes of the bedside Kriyat Shema is stock-taking and teshuvah. This acceptance is recited even by those who have never committed capital sins, because many other sins blemish the soul to the same degree, as do those which are punishable by any of the four executions administered by the court. Milvad sha'al pi chasod kol hapugam beot yud shel sham evav yud ke alu natachiv sakal kila. Besides, according to the sod, the mystical dimension of the Torah, causing a defect in the yud of the tetragrammaton is like incurring lapidation. And I am adding, lapidation is death by stoning. V'hapogam biot he'kailu nachatav sherafa. Causing a defect in the hay is like incurring the burning. Uvaot vav kailu natachav hareg. Causing a defect in the vav is like incurring the sword. Uvaot hai acharona kailu nachat natachav chonek. And causing a defect in the latter hay is like incurring strangulation. Uhama batal kariya chima pogam piot yud hatafilin piote. Neglecting the Shema impairs the yud, and the tefillin impairs the hay. Betzitzit biot vav, betafila biot hay wigomer. And tzitzit the vav, and prayer the latter hay, and so on. We thus see that according to the Kabbalah, the soul can be blemished through other sins, just as by a capital sin. Undertaking the four executions clears the soul of these blemishes. Umaza yokal kama ashkila lamut shila shayar aonot bechataim. From this, a thinking man can infer for other sins and transgressions. And the Rebbe is adding, which one of the letters of the Tetragrammaton they are related to, and thus to which manner of execution. Uvi toto raka neged kolam. And for the sin of neglecting the study of Torah, which is equivalent to them all. All of the above lends the thinking person a contrite heart as he grows aware of the blemish caused even by his supposedly lesser sin. This contrition is the second preparatory step along the true and direct path to the lower level of repentance. For contrition crushes the klipot and the sitra achra, and enables a man to repent truthfully, earnestly, regretting his past misdeeds, and firmly resolving to better his future ways. That's the end of chapter 7. I'm checking to see if we have enough time to finish chapter 8. My sense is we do not. We definitely do not. So, are there any questions? We have two more classes this evening. One will be at 7 o'clock West Coast time, and it will be a Zohar class for the Parsha of Vayelech. And the second class will be at 8:30, and that will be a class on the Tikkuni Zohar. Tomorrow is Friday. The 7:30 Slichot class has been canceled. The 8:30 in the evening class for the Tikkuni Zohar will proceed. Saturday at 6 p.m. is a Havdalah. At 7 p.m. will be the Zohar for the Parasha of Chazinu. And at 8:30, the Tikkuni Zohar. Leading to a Sunday class at 7:30 in the morning, that will be Slichot. There will be three other classes on that Sunday. The 10:30 class will continue our preparation for the Tishrei holidays. The 3 o'clock class will continue this class, the study of the Gerut Teshuvah. And the 8:30 class will connect to the Tikkuni Zohar. Our last Slichot before Rosh Hashanah will be on Wednesday. The rest of the classes this coming Wednesday will be canceled as we prepare, all of us prepare for Rosh Hashanah. But we will pick up Slichot again between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all shalom, a beautiful evening, and hope to see you later in the class this evening, the classes this evening. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.